The challenges that we are facing is that, like when I travel and I get here maybe around 8 p.m., it means I have to sleep there because I cannot come home because of the curfew. Because if you come, they will not allow you to watch. Go to your house. Whether they will beat you or they will ask you to go back and sleep where you are coming from.
Most of you live in compound houses where you don't have toilet facilities. How do you free yourself if nature calls on you?
Like at that moment, if nature calls on you and the curfew time is on, you cannot go outside. So you have to maybe find a polythene bag. So when you free yourself, you eat. After that, you tie it. Then the next day, you take it to the refuse dump. If not like that, you cannot what? Get any way to what? Ease yourself.
If you explain to the security personnel that nature has called on you and you want to go and free yourself, do they harass you?
Last week, I went to toilet around 7:50. When I finished, it was exactly 8:10. When I'm coming back, the policeman just met me on the way and they asked me, "Why am I coming from?" I said, "I went to toilet." They even wanted to beat me. I ran away. They chased me. They couldn't get me. So I get to my house and they went back.
So they don't listen to any excuse?
They don't listen to any excuses. Even they beat the old man rather than we, the youth. A certain day, they got a certain woman. They beat the woman and they told the woman not to cry because she's an old person. She shouldn't cry. So the curfew is disturbing us a lot.
And you think the police have also taken the law into their hands?
Oh, because the government council have given them the opportunity to guide the people. They are taking the law in their own hands, so they are doing what they think is better for them. They don't even listen to us. So it is disturbing us a lot.